Thank you for coming. My name is Mayor Brian Treece. This is a solemn but significant occasion. Today, Missouri Park Rangers responded to the report of remains found at Rockbridge State Park. Other agencies, including Columbia Police Department, were notified. Columbia Police believe these may be the remains of Mengxi Ji, who was reported missing on October 10th, 2019. They will now take the necessary steps to verify whether this is Ji, and they will tell you more about that process in a few minutes. But I want to commend Police Chief Jeff Jones for his leadership and the compassion and communication and closure that he has brought to Mengxi Ji's family and the entire Chinese community. He has also inspired the very best from CPD leaders and detectives and investigators and responding officers for their relentless pursuit of this case. They never gave up. They wanted to help Mengxi Ji's family find peace. I also want to compliment City Utilities Director David Sorrell and his staff, who brought engineering skills and practical know-how to the investigations at the Lamin River, where evidence indicated Mengxi may be found, and I thank them for their work, David. Finally, I'm thankful for Boone County's financial contribution to the work at the Lamin River and for the assistance of the Boone County Sheriff, the Missouri State Highway Patrol, and all the agencies that made a commitment to find Mengxi Ji. We hope this allows us to find the answers we have been searching for. And while sad, this case has served as an example that the Columbia Police Department does not give up on providing closure to victims and their families and community members who are impacted by incidents like this. Let me ask Chief Jones to come give us an update and introduce the rest of his team. Chief?
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening. Thanks for coming out. The purpose of this press conference is to provide information regarding new evidence that could provide insight into the 2019 disappearance of Mengxi Ji. Detectives have found human remains and property that we believe belong to Mengxi Ji. We want to remind you that before we can positively confirm any of this, the remains will go through an extensive identification process that will include DNA testing and possibly dental records. This has been a 17-month long investigation that has required the assistance of many local, state, federal, and community organizations that have contributed funding, time, and skill. We're grateful for their support during the investigative process. We've been in close contact with the Boone County Prosecutor today to provide updates. Much of this information we're going to provide to you soon. First, I'd like to send my condolences to Mengxi Ji's family and thank them for their continued support. As a parent, I can only imagine how important it is to want to have some measure of closure in a tragedy such as this. Once the evidence goes to the lab, we are hoping to be able to do just that. We have every intention of supporting Mengxi Ji's family through the continued investigative and court processes. Assistant Chief Hunter, if you can come up and provide some additional details on the investigation as we move forward.
Good evening, I'm Assistant Police Chief Jeremiah Hunter. A lot of what I have to tell you is not much, kind of redundant. So bear with me. Please remember this is preliminary information that we're providing you. It's always subject to change. CPD was notified approximately about 1 p.m. this afternoon by Missouri State Park Rangers. The skeletal remains were located by a citizen walking near the trail in Rockbridge State Park. Several agencies were contacted in that time to include Missouri State Highway Patrol's Division of Drug and Crime Control. This is the State Parks Rangers protocol to contact MSHP anytime remains are located in their parks. Once on scene, it was determined the remains did appear to be human. Near the remains, personal property that had a similar description to those belonging to Munchie G. Investigators also located documents, bank and credit cards, and a driver's license, all in the name and belonging to Munchie G. This time, we cannot positively state these are the remains of Munchie G, as we've said, until such time as DNA confirmation is made or confirmation by another means. That's all I have at this time. We're happy to take your questions.
Was Rockbridge State Park ever considered a location in this investigation to search for Munchie?
It was at one time. Detectives went out there a couple of days after her disappearance to look and search, yes.
So I suppose that begs the follow-up. Did they search in the location where the remains were found today?
No.
Can you specify at all where within the park they were found today?
They were found off of South Rock Quarry Road at the entrance. I'm trying to remember the entrance. If off the 163 entrance, if you take South Rock Quarry Road and proceed down that road for, I don't know the distance, it's a few minutes. She was located in the wood line about 30 feet from the road. The remains were located about 30 feet from the road.
Can you say at all why that section was not, it's obviously a big park. Can you say why that part was not checked? I know investigators thought he was driving between Ashland and
sure.
Columbia. Why not that section?
That section was not in any of the leads that were developed, and obviously it's a huge park. I do know they checked some of the locations in the park that some of the leads did detail, just not that area.
Chief Hunter, Mark Slavitt, KRCG. I know there's no one in the Columbia Police Department more thrilled or feeling an accomplishment tonight than you because of all the hours you've put into this after the 17 months of investigations. Can you put into words how you're feeling tonight?
We're elated, and hopefully this does come to a conclusion for the family. As the mayor and Chief Jones stated, so many people came together to help us with this investigation. So, and the hours that they put in, and the hours that volunteered for this as well. So, really, right now we're just doing a thorough investigation out there. Detectives are still on scene and will be for quite a while. And at that point, once the remains are transferred to the medical examiner's office, hopefully we'll have that closure that we're looking for.
For folks in the area that know Rockbridge State Park well, would you say that where the human remains were found was in a pretty isolated area of the park?
It was.
Okay.
It was very isolated. It was not on or near any of the trails. It was some distance from any of the walking trails.
Trail with the person on a walking trail when they saw the remains, do you know if they were maybe off the walking trail?
I don't have that information.
Okay.
Sorry.
Mayor, question for you here. You mentioned that this shows that Columbia Police never gives up. What do you hope the that message means to our community at the links that the department went, especially, I mean, if you look at the search of the Lamine River, that was rather extensive. So what do you hope that the public takes away from this?
Well, look, this is not the only case in our recent years that has taken an extensive amount of effort, not just from the Columbia Police Department, but from every agency of city government and county and the Highway Patrol. And Director Sorrell was in the middle of a previous case at the Columbia landfill that was 10, 13 years old, cold case. I think for victims and their families especially, it inspires public confidence. It also reinforces a model of community policing that when we get tips and the department responds to those tips and continues to follow leads years and months later, that is positive reinforcement that we will continue to get leads and tips and that public confidence from the community that allows the department to do their job. You know, more than anything, I don't know what all this costs, it doesn't matter. What matters to the families, and especially for Meng Shi Ji's family, is that they can sleep a little better tonight, knowing that hopefully she's been found.
I have a question for Police Chief Jeff Jones. Were you the first person to notify her parents, and if so, how did you kind of approach that conversation? What did that look like with them?
So actually her parents are out of the country, and we go through the family's attorney to do the notifications. I may be off by an hour or two, but when we got this information, it was somewhere around 3:00 in the morning there where we were doing the notification. So we had the attorney do that for us and then confirm that the notification was made. I hope as we go through this process that I have the opportunity to meet them again. But just even knowing that they know it's somber, but it gives you some sense of, even as a police officer, it gives you some sense of closure that they can find something in their family that they've been needing for the last 17 months.
For whichever one of you feels qualified to answer for it, will any additional charges be recommended to the prosecutor because of this? He is already facing first-degree murder for it. Any additional, at this point, just on what's been found so far?
It's really too early to tell. We know that we have items and evidence and remains that we believe are likely to be her. But we haven't had any exam of those items yet, and we don't know what that means for us. So the investigative process is going to have to be, we're going to have to let that play out. We'll be thorough, and anything that we glean from that information that would result in additional charges, we'll confer with the prosecutor's office to do that.
I know just the three of you have engaged in so many different kinds of police investigations, solving so many different kinds of crimes, and you know, every murder is different from one another. What has this case sort of taught you about police work? I mean, as some experienced police officers yourselves, like, what has it taught you about being a police officer, being a detective, and leading teams of them as well?
Lieutenant Matt Stevens. I supervise the Criminal Investigations Division at the Columbia Police Department. I think one of the biggest things is the amount of teamwork that it takes to get a large-scale operation done. You've got, just like what they had spoke about earlier, you have a bunch of different agencies that are involved on a single case that's not even their case. It's ours because it originated in the city limits of Columbia. So you look at all of the resources and the volunteers and all of that kind of stuff that get poured into a case that in the grand scheme of things, it's not their business, but they make it their business because it's community business. So that's one of the biggest things. The other part is that you don't ever stop. You keep going on anything and everything that could be a viable lead. And by what could be a viable lead may not seem like something that is, but you keep going until you can prove that it's not. And that's one of the things that we've done with the Lamine all the way through. And we checked other places, we did other things, and not just on this case, but on any other case, like the landfill that was, you know, mentioned earlier. Everybody thought we were absolutely not going to be able to be successful in that. I didn't think we were going to be successful in that, and it was a successful thing. So don't stop. You keep going. You've got a lot of people who are willing and want to help. You just have to ask them and let them know what it is you need, and they can support you in a whole bunch of different ways that you never thought that they would be able to help you with or would be interested in helping. And it comes from all over the place.
I have a question for Chief Jones. Boone County Prosecutor Dan Knight is charging Mungie G's husband, Joseph Elledge, with her murder. Did you contact Dan Knight tonight? And do you have a reaction from him of what he said to you? Can you tell us what he said when you gave him this information?
I'm not going to tell you verbatim what he said. What I will tell you is that we were in contact this afternoon, and that same sense of, I don't know if closure is the right word, but getting to a place where you have answers, I could see that relief. I think he was anxious to find out what this information would bring and what it would bring for this case. But, you know, he doesn't have the luxury of talking to the media. But I think he wants people to know how hard he is working to make sure that the people, the person who is responsible for this is held accountable. And today was a good day for him in that effort.
Any idea how long the human remains had been there? Is that something you guys can tell yet?
There's going to be a lot of evaluation from medical examiner's office, anthropologists, but they were skeletal remains. It's really hard to say, but they had been there for quite some time.
Looking back at your all's investigations, Assistant Chief Hunter mentioned that Rockbridge State Park was considered in the past. Obviously, most of the time that at least the public knew was spent at the Lamine River. But now that you know where she was, at least where you found her, looking back at your investigation, does that make you second guess? Maybe we should have spent more time at Rockbridge State Park?
No is the short answer. We had information that led us to the Lamine River. We also recognized the potential that that was maybe a red herring and that we were being led to the Lamine River, but we couldn't assume that. And I don't think it's any secret that we were using cell phone technology in that investigation, but there are ways around that. And we recognize that from the beginning, that some of those attempts may have been taken. So really, we were looking for a needle in the haystack or a needle in the river. So I don't regret going to the Lamine River. The people and the information that we had led us there, and we had to trust our people and the information they had and putting the resources where we had the best chance for success at that time, and that was the Lamine River. Looking at it in hindsight, I don't regret going there. We did what we had to do. We followed the leads, as the lieutenant said. We followed them, and we worked them to completion. And I am proud of them for doing that, and I think that it shows the family and people who are willing to perpetrate these types of crimes that we are not going to give up. And there should be a sense of fear if you're willing to take those types of chances that we're going to keep pushing until we find you.
Thanks for coming out here tonight, guys. And Zach Boyd with ABC 17 News. Nationally, there have been many cases of Asian hate as the pandemic has ramped up here. Would you like to say anything to the Asian community here in Columbia in regards to this case with the persistence?
Well, this case specifically, but the last 12 months and even the last week, causes great uncertainty. And I'm proud to live in a community that remembers our values, that rejects discrimination against anyone based on color or race or gender identity. And going back to my, comment about community policing, this is very much, part of that community policing model. And the Chinese community is unique from the Black community, from the white community. And, there was a liaison to that community. Obviously, the language barrier is difficult to manage. And, for this department, I think they adopted the very best techniques to serve that community and to bring that community the closure they needed. They have been beside this investigation in every sense of the word since 2019. So, to me, I think that's an important positive reinforcement and an attribute not only to the Columbia Police Department but to the values of our community. Yeah. Thank you for asking the question. Anything else?
Two things that I wanted to clarify on the details. The remains were described as skeletal. Is that correct? Okay. And you mentioned identification found. Can you be any more specific on form of ID, driver's license, passports, any clarification on that?
No, just as specific as I can. Driver's license, some credit cards, bank card, and some other documents. All were identified as belonging to her. We did locate some clothing that we believe was belonged to her. Some other items as well.
Was the clothing attached to the remains, or were they separate?
I was in the area.
They were in the area, so they weren't separated from the remains?
Correct.
Okay.
Did the remains seem to be attempted to be buried or anything, or were they just on top?
I can't get into that at this time. There were some circumstances surrounding it right now that we're still investigating. Detectives with CPD and Highway Patrol will probably be out there to late night tonight. No. We're going to discuss that, yeah.
Thank you all for coming out.